Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Feminization Boudoir Podcast from Candy Apple Press. I am your host, Kylie Gable, and had a little bit of an issue yesterday. It doesn't really affect today's podcast, but I put down part three of Beautifying the Boss and had it all set to go. And then when I went to put it on, I realized that I had never uploaded part two. So this week we have part two by Pamela Harlow, who I love the fact that she does both the narration as well as writing the stories herself. So this particular series has four parts. I have already read part four. In fact, it'll be published tomorrow, Tuesday. And she's already turned in the audios for three of them. So we're in good shape there. Anyway, without further ado, here is Pamela Harlow reading her own story called Beautifying the Boss, part two.
I still can't believe you got them done, Lisa said, frostily. I don't even get mine done, you know. I'm bloody glad you don't, said Dennis, sipping from his bottle of beer. They cost a bloody fortune. Why did the girls at work get that for you, anyway? Lisa asked, feeling a pang of jealousy. What can I say? Dennis pretended to ask. I must be a great boss. I mean, they really appreciate me. It was a token of appreciation. I think they really, really see just what a good deal they've got with me. Lisa stifled a yawn. Any onlooker would notice within seconds what was impending. She was fed up with her boyfriend. It was just a matter of time before they were no longer a partnership. But Dennis remained in a state of sweet oblivion. Hey, babe, he said, turning to her suddenly and putting his arm around her. How about an early night? It's been a while since we've, you know, enjoyed each other in the bedroom. Lisa yawned again, not trying to hide it this time. Oh, I'm so tired, she said. Not tonight, Dennis. Dennis huffed. You're never in the mood anymore, he said. We've not even been together long. No, we haven't, said Lisa. She inhaled as though she were about to say more, then stopped herself. Actually, I have to go, she said suddenly. She stood and waved awkwardly at her boyfriend. What the fuck? He said. Go? But you always stay. What's going on? I have to go, Dennis. What? I thought you were tired. You can go to sleep here. Surely, if you're tired, you don't want to have to go home. Or was that just an excuse? Dennis, said Lisa, her tone firm and impossible to ignore. It's over. Over? Said Dennis. Why? What's going on? Is there somebody else? You're not who I thought you were, she said. Not at all. I thought I was dating the manly, sure of himself Dennis you acted like on our first date. Now you're just, well, you're a wuss. A wuss? Said Dennis, his voice high. A wuss, he repeated, lower. I'm sorry, said Lisa. I'll see you. Dennis watched, stunned, as his girlfriend stormed out of the house and walked quickly away. He shook his head as she scurried onwards, literally running away from him. What the fuck? He whispered to himself, before looking around self-consciously. Nobody seemed to have seen, which made him instantly feel a little better. But his ego was still hurt. Fucking lunatic, he suddenly concluded, reassuring himself. He slammed his door shut and locked it. Fucking crazy bitch, he shouted. Dennis walked to the fridge to grab another beer and picked up his phone. He went straight to the app store and re-downloaded the app he'd felt so noble for deleting when he and Lisa started dating. Tinder. Within seconds, he smiled as he scrolled through potential matches. 2. That same evening, Lily and Jess were together. They relaxed at Jess's apartment, applying face masks, smoking a bit of weed, and drinking white wine. I fucking love getting stoned with you, Lily giggled as she exhaled smoke. You too, said Jess, before bursting into laughter. What? Said Lily, laughing too, despite not knowing what was amusing Jess. What? She asked again, breathlessly, becoming lost in her own laughter. Your face, Jess spluttered. Your face! Our faces! Lily's hands reached up to her face, now rock hard from the face mask, and she gasped. Oh my God, she said, panicking momentarily before remembering the mask. She burst into laughter again. What? Said Jess, a tear rolling down her face as she continued to giggle. Your face, said Lily, laughing louder. Your face. The girls eventually calmed down from their laughter, and Jess stubbed out the spliff. Phew, she said. I think I need some water. Want some? Lily agreed, and the two girls calmed down before removing their face masks. They lay back on Jess's bed and closed their eyes as they listened to ambient music. Both girls were now in their pyjamas, free to sleep whenever they wished. Lily, whispered Jess. Yeah? I've had an idea. Lily smiled. The last time Jess had an idea, it was the feminization idea on their weekend retreat. It had been hilarious to begin with, but had since escalated into something really special. Oh yeah, said Lily. Hit me. Hit me, said Jess, laughing again. You sound like Dennis. I know, agreed Lily, laughing along. Is your idea Dennis related? Of course it is, Jess smiled. Are you ready for it? Hit me, Lily repeated, prompting a bit more of a giggle from Jess. Right, so, she began, you know how Dennis made Pippa pack his suitcase for him before the trip? What? Didn't you know? He wouldn't pack his own suitcase, and he didn't ask his girlfriend. Maybe he didn't want her to know how lame he was, so he asked Pippa to pack for him. Really? Honestly, I thought you knew. I didn't know that. What a loser. What a lazy loser. I know, but anyway, listen. Sorry, yeah, I'm listening. So, Jess continued, I'm thinking, next trip, one of us needs to pack his bag. Lily nodded. Except we need to accidentally get it mixed up with another identical bag filled with women's clothing. A huge smile spread across Lily's face. That's brilliant, she said. Jess, I think you're a genius. That's a great idea. Jess laughed. It's not bad, is it? She said. I'm hoping I can get to be the person who packs his bag. I can easily get one that looks similar and say I had it all packed for a weekend away and I just got them mixed up by accident. You definitely can, said Lily. Oh my God, we need to make this happen. But when's the next trip? I don't know, said Jess, but some of the girls who didn't go on this one have been moaning about wanting to go away. I think if we direct all of that to Dennis's ears, he might sort something out. You know he likes to think he's popular. Of course, said Lily. I think we can do that. He's also always up for any excuse to go on a getaway with us all and perv at us. Exactly, Jess agreed. So, I guess it's on. It's as good as on, Lily laughed, nudging her friend on the bed and closing her eyes again. You're brilliant, Jess. I just really want to have a female boss, Jess said. And you're making it happen, said Lily. Dennis is becoming Denise. Denise! Jess screeched, laughing louder than before. You're a genius too. Lily laughed. Night, Jess. Night, gorgeous. They gave each other a peck on the cheek before falling into a deep, stoned slumber. In both of their dreams, Dennis appeared in female form, whilst Lily saw him in tutus, spinning around like a ballerina. Jess's dreams featured an erotic, scantily clad Dennis dancing around a pole. The ambient music played through the night, soundtracking their subconscious visions. In the morning, they both awoke with Denise on their minds, and they were feeling creative. The next Monday, back in the office, Lily started a group chat in Google Suite. She knew it was risky, but also had no plans to say anything explicit in there. She added Pippa, Vicky, Joe, and, of course, Jess. Hey girls, catch up after work? Yes, yes, oh yeah, Totally. Lily limped back and smiled. She turned to Jess. Maybe you can share your idea at our after-work catch-up. Great idea, said Jess, her eyes shining. Next door, Lily suggested in the chat, referring to a cosy pub just a couple of doors down from their office. The others agreed. It was on. They'd all just been paid, so a pub trip seemed perfect for the evening. Yes, it was Monday, but they weren't going there to drink as such. They'd have a couple, but the real purpose of their visit was to chat about their next steps and do a progress review, a catching up meeting regarding their pursuit of a female boss. The afternoon seemed to drag. Lily yawned and struggled to keep her eyes open during the 2 p.m. slump. And Jess brought her a strong coffee to pick her up. Wakey, wakey, sleepy head, she laughed. Unlike Lily, Jess remained energised and excited. Lily drank her coffee quickly and made a point of opening her eyes wide. She looked at Jess, tapping away at her desk and smiling to herself, and made a note to adopt her attitude. Jess was an efficient worker, speedy but always accurate. Lily could be too, but in the afternoons, she tended to slow down significantly. This meant she'd never be Dennis's favourite. Not that she wanted to be. Jess, on the other hand, she was cheeky to him, but he knew what he had in her. She was the worker who got shit done every time. How do you do it? Lily asked. Stay so up, I mean. You always seem so full of energy. Jess laughed. Do I? Yes. I guess I am quite energetic. To be honest, the key for me is to always be excited about something. And we have got a lot to be excited about, what with the birth of Denise and all. Jess spoke loudly and attracted a couple of glances from around the office. The lack of subtlety of Dennis's new name got a few people talking quietly to one another. But the low hum of voices soon stopped as Dennis returned to the office. He walked slowly and deliberately through the room as a large portion of the staff suppressed giggles. Without a word, he left again, leaving a relief that was tangible. He's very quiet lately, said Lily. Women are often quieter than men in the workplace, said Jess, contrary to what men might say. Lily smiled as she thought about that. Sure enough, in her experience, it was true. People were always saying that women were the chattiest, and sometimes that was right, but in the workplace, it tended to be men who loved the sound of their own voices, harping on about their ideas and visions, bossing people around and sharing opinions. After the interval with Jess, 5 p.m. seemed to roll around a lot quicker than usual. Excitedly, Jess, Lily, Pippa, Joe and Vicky walked together into the pub next door. 4. Pippa, Joe and Vicky didn't even touch their gin and tonics as they listened to Jess's idea. When she had finished telling them, they all took an appreciative sip, shaking their heads slightly in wonder and making murmurs of wow and that's brilliant. Is there a trip planned? Pippa asked. I don't know, said Jess, but you know he's always organising these things. I don't know how he does it financially, but he seems to be able to pull it out the bag without difficulty. I heard a rumour that he split up with his girlfriend, Vicky suddenly volunteered. What? Jess and Lily looked at each other. How do you know? Well, I just heard, said Vicky. I have a friend who sort of knows her. She told me she was getting a bit freaked out with all his weird shit, as in the nails and the makeup. The five girls laughed loudly, sipping more of their drinks. Oh, revenge is sweet, said Jess. That is brilliant. So he's single. Even more vulnerable. Now's the time to pounce. He'll be desperate for another getaway with a bunch of females if he's newly single. Definitely, agreed Lily. How are we going to orchestrate that? Well, said Jess, quite a few of the girls in the office haven't yet been on a trip. We need to get them talking about how much they want to. I mean, some of them already are, but we need to up that. How? We need to talk about what a great time we had getting them talking about how much they want to. Oh, by the way, girls, I heard that we are actually getting those new chairs we wanted. All the girls whooped at this. This is amazing, said Pippa. Proper girl power. True girl power, agreed Jo. And we're spicing up that motherfucker's life. Too right we are, said Vicky. He deserves it. He deserves a chili in his arse, laughed Jo. Now there's an idea, Jess said, making a mental note for a future date. After all, who knew where this would end up going? As Dennis transformed more and more fully into Denise.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Candy Apple Press writer and occasional narrator, Victoria Vaughn. Our last ad for the premium podcast was a bit hard sell, because we were very worried that Spotify could be pulling the plug on the free podcast very soon. A few months later, and it doesn't seem nearly as imminent a threat. So why should you subscribe to the premium podcast? First, we have about 55 hours of audios all available for the monthly price of $15. If you only heard the free versions, you're missing a bunch of short audios and some of the best parts of audios you have heard. Of course, there's new audios added every week. Even better, the subscription appears as payment to Spotify, so nobody has to know what it's for. If you can't afford it right now, we hope you'll continue to enjoy the free version. But if you do have the means, we don't think you'll be disappointed.
There's a link in the description to sign up for the premium, or just Google Premium Feminization Boudoir Podcast.
As the girls laughed and plotted together, even coming up with some ideas of outfits that Jess could put in Dennis's case, such as tight pink leggings, frilly dresses, and painful high-heeled shoes, Dennis remained in the office. He had a meeting with an important client, one that really meant big business and who he was keen to impress. Dennis had arranged the meeting for after work, so he had time to get in the zone beforehand, and so he could be alone. Lately, he'd been feeling a bit of a weird vibe from the women in the office, and he didn't want the client to pick up on that. He greeted the client, Tim, at the front door. Tim wore a perfectly fitted grey suit with a pink tie. He smiled broadly and held out his hand, offering Dennis a firm handshake. Dennis, too, shook hands with confidence before guiding Tim into the isolated office. Nice place, said Tim, looking around approvingly at the spacious room filled with desks and chairs. Thanks, said Dennis. We're actually awaiting new chairs. These ones aren't that comfortable for the girls. I mean, staff. It's just most of them are women, you know. Yeah, said Tim, for the first time clocking Dennis's pink nails. By this point, Dennis had forgotten he had them. He made no effort to hide them as he waved his arms around in conversation. He also wore the lip balm / gloss again. So keen to make a good impression on Tim, Dennis had taken the time to moisturise his hands and face and apply the balm. He was giving off a sweet, feminine smell. Do you use your products? Tim asked suddenly. Yes, Dennis beamed. I'm actually using the balm, moisturiser and hand cream right now. Can you see how smooth my skin and lips are? Tim raised his eyebrow. Yeah, he said. I thought so. Dennis led Tim into his office and continued to smile. The girls were right, he thought. Using the products does make a difference. Dennis didn't have the self-awareness to understand exactly what kind of difference it was making to Tim's opinion of him. Throughout their meeting, Tim continued to examine Dennis. Although his hair was clearly freshly barbered and he wore a suit, he just didn't seem very manly. The nails, the smell that was undeniably pleasant but didn't belong on a man, and the lips. Why was he wearing lip gloss? He wondered if Dennis was transitioning and wondered whether to ask him about it. He decided not to. Dennis began to sweat towards the end of the meeting with Tim. He'd been enthusiastically selling the product and himself, but he couldn't read his client. There seemed to be something playing on his mind. He also seemed to be looking Dennis up and down quite a lot. Dennis was increasingly uncomfortable, and although he often took clients like this to the pub following meetings, he was eager to wrap up. So, said Dennis, what are your thoughts, Tim? Well, said Tim, yes, I would like to go ahead. Doesn't mean I have to use the products, though, does it? He laughed. Dennis shook his head. You don't have to, he said, but it helps. Tim nodded slowly. Okay, he said, gathering his documents and shoving them into his briefcase. He stood and offered another handshake to Dennis, this time surprised by how manly Dennis's seemed to be. I'll be in touch. Thank you for today. Do I call you Dennis? Tim smirked internally, a sneaky way of finding out whether or not he was transitioning. Yes, of course, said Dennis. No need to call me sir or anything like that. Both men laughed awkwardly before silently making their way to the door. Thanks again, Tim, Dennis said, still sweating visibly. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, said Tim, without making eye contact. As he left the building, Dennis walked back into it, sighing with relief. He returned to his private office and opened the filing cabinet that contained a bottle of expensive scotch he sometimes used to impress clients. He wondered if he should have got it out today. He poured himself a glass and drank it in less than 2 seconds. 6. The following day, Jess, Pippa, Joe, Vicky and Lily made a point of talking about the retreat again at the office. It was such a magical time, said Joe. So, so relaxing and actually quite transformative. The gang of five laughed at the inside joke, whilst those who weren't in the know muttered again amongst themselves, also sniggering. Dennis's transformation following the trip hadn't gone unnoticed, and it seemed everyone was loving it. I haven't been on one yet, a young voice announced. Me neither, echoed a couple of voices. When's the next one? As the chatter ensued, Dennis walked into the large shared area. His lips were tinted, as they always seemed to be these days, and his nails were holding up well. Jess stared at him as he approached, wondering what she could do next to add to his everyday appearance. What's going on in here? Dennis shouted loudly. That's the thing about working with women, always yapping. Less talk, more action, please. We were just talking about how great the retreat was, Jess said, staring directly at Dennis while still typing into her keyboard. Lily watched in awe as her friend multitasked so proficiently. Oh yes, it was good, wasn't it? Dennis said. Ladies love going away with me. I haven't had the pleasure yet, sir, said the same young voice from before. Jess and Lily looked over at one of their new recruits. They saw a twinkle in her eye and knew she knew what she was doing. Dennis saw the same twinkle and thought it meant she wanted to have sex with him. No, you haven't, have you? He said. I'd certainly remember if you'd had the pleasure. His obvious flirtation caused a few eye rolls, but the exchange was proven effective. The next trip is actually going to be one we all go on, he said. It's a week-long team-building thing. I've just finished arranging it. We have a lot of prep to do beforehand to ensure things keep running smoothly, and I will be taking care of emergency admin whilst we're there. Apart from that, we'll all be out of office. I expect everybody to attend, but if you have any issues with staying over for the whole week, let me know. When is it? Asked Jess, her heart racing with excitement. It's at Easter, Dennis answered. Well, the week after Easter. But Easter's next weekend. Yeah. But I'll be looking after my kids. Email me if you have any issues, Dennis boomed. Otherwise, I expect you all to attend the week-long team-building getaway. It's a beautiful location and you're all lucky to have been offered the opportunity. Remember that. As he returned to his private office, the room was mixed. There were the excited staff, certain to attend, and those who wouldn't be able to but didn't want to be unfairly penalised. I'm going to go and see Denise, Jess whispered to Lily, to see if he needs help packing his bag. 7. Dennis was quick to agree to Jess packing his case. she'd knocked on his office door and offered right away, prompting a quick and distracted yes. Waiting carefully until he'd finished the task he was doing, Jess lingered. "Sir," she said, "could I speak to you about something a moment?" Dennis looked up at her. He'd never really noticed before, but Jess had something uniquely attractive about her. He saw all the girls in the office as potential targets. They were all quite young, had good bodies, and looked after themselves, but there was something about Jess. Her eyes seemed to shine. He closed his laptop and smiled at her in a way he thought was sexy. "Take a seat, Jess. By the way, your new chairs should be here later today." "Really? Thank you, boss. I love sitting on leather chairs." Jess spoke erotically, suggestively, letting the word leather roll off her tongue. Dennis stared straight into her eyes. He wondered if she might be about to offer him a blowjob. In his own chair, he leaned back in a way he thought could be sexually provocative. He put one hand at the top of his thigh, pointing at his crotch. Jess followed his cue, glancing in that direction. "What is it, Jess?" "Well," she said, "I've bought you another present, boss. I just want you to know how appreciated you are." "Really? You needn't have, Jess." "I wanted to," she said, taking a small box from her pocket. "Here." She passed the box to Dennis. It was black and rectangular and could contain anything small. It looked like the kind of box he'd given jewellery to women in the past. "What's this?" "Open it and see," Jess beamed. Dennis opened the box quickly. He felt self-conscious in Jess's gaze and anxious about what could be inside. It was a small, silver signet ring. Instead of a coin, it was heart-shaped and engraved with the words, "Best Boss." "You're the best boss and we love you," Jess exclaimed. "Ah, thank you," said Dennis, glaring at the tiny, feminine piece of jewellery. "But what am I supposed to do with it?" "Wear it, silly," Jess said loudly. She picked up the ring and grabbed Dennis's hand. "Those nails are going to need redoing soon," she said. "I'll book you in next week. Here, let's slide this on." She slid the ring onto Dennis's pinky finger. He looked down at his unfamiliar hand. He thought about the saying, "Know it like the back of his hand," and wondered how well he knew the back of his own hand. It looked alien. "Oh my God," Jess squeaked. "It suits you so much. Do you love it?" Dennis didn't know what to say. It fit him well, that was for sure, but it looked ridiculous. His hand looked like a woman's hand. He realised for the first time how thin his fingers were. He'd mainly thought of himself as having manly hands until now. He tried to pull the ring off, but struggled. "It's a snug fit," Jess said with glee. Dennis shook his head. "I can't wear this," he said. "It belongs to a girl." "It belongs on you," Jess said. "You're the best boss. Anyway, I'd better get back to work, sir, and I mustn't be keeping you. Let me know when you want me to pack your bag for the trip. I can't wait to come to yours and do it." At her flirtatious closing statement, Dennis felt himself getting hard. He wheeled himself in his chair back under the desk. "Yeah," he said, "I'll let you know." Jess left the office laughing audibly and returned to her chair. "I'm packing his bag," she told Lily, "and check out his pinky next time you see him." 8. The date for the trip soon came around and there were 14 attendees altogether, including Dennis. As discussed, a couple of days before, he approached Jess. "Here's my address," he said, passing her a small piece of paper with it printed on. Jess raised her eyebrow as she looked at the small slip. It looked overly official for what it was. She smiled as she clasped her hand around it.
That was Pamela Harlow reading her own story entitled Beautifying the Boss, Part 2. And that brings up one of the big reasons for joining the Premium Podcast. We're coming up on May, which is one of the 2 months of the year that the free podcast shuts down for, the other one being November. And so there will be no new episodes in May. We'll be back again in June. But the premium podcast keeps going through that time. And the other nice thing is, a story like this, the premium gets not only the complete story, but they also got a bonus story about spanking and feminization, written by Mistress DJ and narrated by Jen Davis this week. So this is a nice, healthy length, I think, for one of my podcasts at about a little over 30 minutes. But the, you know, premium is just under an hour of content. If you can't do it, that is cool. If you don't want to do it, that is cool. I'm happy to have you here, but I do hope you'll consider it. Anyway, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you for tuning in. And I will be back next week. I hope you will be too. Bye-bye.